Hello, today we're going to talk about small but important thing in OpenJDK, compact containers with Java. And I'm Dmitry Chuyko. You probably know me as a speaker and an OpenJDK committer, and I work in a company named Bellsoft, which releases and supports its own binary distribution of OpenJDK called Liberica JDK. And Bellsoft is one of top enterprise contributors in OpenJDK. So how we typically deploy applications nowadays? Well, we put everything they need inside a container and ship it, deploy it somewhere in clouds using Kubernetes or some other systems that manage containers and nodes that run them, actual hosts. And if you look inside that container, we'll probably find a number of layers in it. Of course, it is a layer of the file application, and then all the dependencies that they need below that layer. Like we probably need some framework to provide us nice plugins and integrations to third-party systems, or the way to write code efficiently with metaprogramming. I will need some nice libraries, and to write in Java, we know that it is the best ecosystem, the high-quality libraries for everything. We'll need some OS packages, probably, not necessarily. We'll need a runtime environment to run the actual bytecode. We'll need OS and packages required by JRE. And that's basically it. We'll need standard library and networking layer. Well, I would say that everything below this red line is a basement for to deploy our application. And OS packages stripe is cut here. So some packages are required by an application, maybe, and some are required for Jerry, and that is actually a layer below Jerry layer, but it's just displayed here together with OS packages required by an application. So what lies in basement can be called a base image. Technically and strictly speaking, it's called a parent image because it's not always derived from a scratch image. But I'll interchange the terms. So just base image is something is universal for many different applications, frameworks. And of course, two major parts here are so-called OS part and JDK part. And typically, the such base images use OS base image as a starting point, and then add the JDK there, as well as additional packages. And JDK itself can be installed in different ways, like it can be installed via package manager or as a binary. That depends on the vendor of this image, what's more convenient, and if there's a repository with a package with that JDK. Maybe there's no one. And also, the important part here is to ensure compatibility for the combined result. So, how that installed JDK runs with that OS part in that container. Does all the standard compatibility requirements met? What about the CK and other tests? So please aware of it. If we take some image, probably one of the most popular ones, we'll notice something that's a surprise. If we execute Docker pull with a clean repository, we'll observe like half a minute time to make an image div Java appear on our system. And that's really quite long. And in this experiment, they used pretty fast internet. Imagine if it would be like 10 megabits. Sounds scary. Moreover, if you look at disk size, it will be more than half of a gigabyte for this image. You see different layers here. But is it fine or no? Sometimes it's not a problem. But really, people like fast and fluent things.